Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. Casey Daniel is making his first appearance on the program today. If the name sounds familiar, he is a member of the group Nerver. He's making his first appearance here to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share the group's love of music with the world. Of course, the single that everyone's talking about since September is No Cage. For those of you who haven't had a chance to hear it, you guys will be joining it here on the program. Also, we'll be talking about the album Bullfighter and finding out how you guys can support the music as well. Casey, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Congratulations to you and the group, not only, I think, you know, on the single No Cage that we'll be playing here, but also on what you've been able to do with music. You know, when I first announced on Facebook that I had a member of the group coming on, you know, one of the things that was saying is that you can tell the guys really like music. You know, what has that been like for you to hear not only how your fans are responding to the music, Casey, but also how you've been able to do something that it's obvious you're passionate about?
The big thing for me is I've been a musician for over 20 years professionally, and, you know, with this, that was a big thing was actually, you know, there's so many singing shows and so many things like that, and even as the singer for this band, I also play guitar. It was really big to have a larger musical part of it where there's a lot of instrumentation, a lot of guitar riffs, and, you know, not putting the music second where it doesn't have to empty out to make room for vocals. The music's equally as important. So that's been a big thing, and I think that's one of the things that kind of differentiates us from the common things on the mainstream today.
Got you. So, you know, when you talk about that and talk about how long that music has been a part of your life, what was it initially, Casey, about music that spoke to you? I've heard artists talk about that they just felt like they were just meant for music, but what was it for you that said, you know what, this is something I want to do?
I always wanted to create something, and I've been actually a big fan of comedy my whole life, and that weirdly drew me to being on stage, but it was something where music was something my older brother did, and he, you know, kind of taught me how to play. Everyone was always looking for bass players, guitar players, and all these bands, so it was something I picked up, and it just kind of became something so natural for me that it almost wasn't a choice at that point. It just was, this is what I'm supposed to do, but it was it's something that's around you everywhere. I mean, if they took 1 week and eliminated all the music from even TV shows and commercials and all the things, I mean, imagine how bland our lives would be. It's something that's around all of us every day without us even realizing it, you know? So
exactly.
It just kind of shapes what you're going to do.
You know, I think that is so interesting that you said that you, I mean, you just always knew that you were a creator, you know, that you were going to be, you know, someone who was going to be able to be a part of the arts and to create. So does it make it even sweeter for you then, Casey, that not only are you able to create something that you love, but that other people are loving it too?
That definitely does. It makes it much better when there's people there to enjoy it with you, you know, just like anything else in the world. When you have that, that's something that reaches somebody, you feel like, you know, either whatever the song is based on or the reason you formed the band or whatever it is that you do when you create something like that is that it hopefully it helps people in a way relate to, you know, whatever their situation is. And, you know, ultimately it's great to have people understand that emotion that goes into it and the passion, but also hopefully it, you know, can generate something where, you know, in a song like No Cage, which is basically about not letting anything hold you back, you know,
right.
that it helps people get through whatever it is they're going through.
You know what, and I think there's nothing better than that. I have found, and I think that other listeners out there, Casey would agree with this, that you kind of choose music based on where you are. When you talk about an album like Bullfighter, and when you talk about a single like No Cage, and you're exactly right about what I got from the message as well, you know, do you think part of this for you is to be able not only to entertain, to give some people something that they will enjoy, but also something that may make them think a little bit?
I definitely do. I mean, the reason why we called it Bullfighter is because you can't say BS Fighter in full on that. what I feel is, you know, like I have watched a few of the musical shows on TV at times, and what I always see is what you don't see are the most talented people up there. All these amazing musicians playing every single song so perfect it can go straight to iTunes for people who are hoping to get an instant shot at fame. The people back there in the dark that you don't see, these live bands, are amazing musicians who poured 20 years in for, you know, plus for plenty of them, and have developed a real talent for somebody to go up there who wants a shot at fame. There are loads of undiscovered musicians out there who go out and play shows and grind it out and live in their cars or play in subway stations or whatever, train stations, whatever they can find to get their art out there. And I think that's exactly where I'm coming from. Even though I was in a successful project before, we go out and tour in my truck right now. We're starting at the beginning. We're doing it the same way that everybody else is that's at the beginning of a journey with a new project, because it's important to me that it builds on its own two feet. You know, it stands on its own because, you know, music is interpreted by the listener, so there's none that's more important than another. It's all dependent on what the listener feels.
Exactly, and I think that goes to a big part of why you guys work. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Casey Daniel is my guest. You know him as a part of the group Nerver. We're talking to him not only about the group sound, but also his own personal love of music, as well as the new album, Bullfighter. You guys have been kind of on countdown right now for this album, Casey. I know. Notice, just I think it was last week, you guys posted your new cover photo on Facebook, saying, you know, it's coming. Talk to us about, you know, the anticipation, because I know that the music is personal for you. Why are you so excited about your fans to be able to get this album?
It's, you know, we went through a process of determining what we were going to put on this record, and it was tough because we've had, you know, we've written a lot of songs. There were a lot of songs when I first started the project before I put, you know, got the rest of the guys who joined in and joined forces with me that I had kind of done on my own, which was just kind of me experimenting with where I wanted to go, and those guys getting behind it was a huge confidence boost for me, but also to have the things where it's developed to since those guys have come in and become as big of a part of this as I am in any way, shape, and form. So it was kind of a, you know, it's kind of got a journey of its own within it, with having, you know, songs that were originally just things I'd done kind of by myself to things where it was written as a full band, and so we ended up putting 14 songs on this record. Because, you know, more and more it's a matter of, you know, if we want people to buy the full record and have a record you can listen to front to back and have, you know, as many songs on there so you get every bit of whatever you pay for that worth it, as well as, you know, you leave it satisfied at the end of listening because you can listen front to back as opposed to one single that sounds one way and 13 songs that are, you know, completely different. They've all got a connection to each other.
There you go. Speaking of connection, I think that's a great segue to talking more about the group. You talk about the cohesion that's there. Do you think that has been an important part of people getting the music, knowing that you're surrounded by people that are equally invested in the group success and the music success?
It absolutely is. I mean, it's a team. I mean, there's a reason why the word band is what it is. I mean, you know, from shows like Band of Brothers, it's things that are banded or tied together in that sense. And if everybody's on different pages, I mean, you don't have to have identical musical influences. You don't have to be the exact same person. You can have different tastes. But when you come together to do that one thing, you have to be of one hive mind to really go forward with that. Everybody has to be on board with doing the same things, with the same goals, and wanting the same things out of the experience. And in our case, it's, you know, I don't care if there are zero pictures of our band out there. And, you know, we have the hardest time taking band pictures because we just start laughing. We can't take it seriously because it just seems kind of silly to us. It's like we play music, not posts. We're not models. I mean, I'm far from it, you know. So it's one of those situations where we just kind of view everything as like, hey, you know, let's just have fun with it. Let's, you know, go out, have a good time, and, you know, let's be who we are. I'm not going to go up and lead a charge of, you know, hey, Cleveland or whatever, you know. I mean, we're just going to say whatever, call people out, have fun, enjoy the experience, and, you know, hopefully we reach enough people where we can, do this full time for a living because people enjoy the music, not because we're famous enough for it.
Yeah. You know, wow, you bring up a really good point. We're going to let our listeners listen to the single here in the occasional moment, but I have to ask you this because you brought up something that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment. There's not a lot of pictures of you guys out there. When we were compiling for our listeners through Blog Talk Radio, typically we'll put photos of whoever we're talking to so they can kind of see them flipping through as we're going on. And there really wasn't a lot for us to choose from. So that is something that you decided to do purposely.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go the full-on, like, the way the band Tool is, where it's really, I mean, almost impossible. It's just a matter of, that's not our goal, is to not have people recognize us and, you know, gain as many people following us or doing any of those things. We want people to like the music, and that comes from listening, not from watching. Unfortunately, the way, you know, the music industry is today, there's less of that that's possible without that presence. But, you know, it's the sign of the times. I'm not trying to change that. I just, you know, I think that's, you know, if you listen to something and you like it, it shouldn't matter what the people look like. And, you know, it doesn't have to be through television or those things. I mean, we play the game as much as we feel like we have to, but it's not something that, it's not important to us that everybody knows what we look like. It's more important to us that everybody knows what we sound like, and if they like it, that they can choose to get it and jump on board with what we're doing, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what, you explained that perfectly, Casey, and I think that says a whole lot for what all of us should be thinking about. It should be about the music, and you're right. It's not always the case, unfortunately. A lot of times it's the showmanship and everything else that kind of gets, you know, talked about more, but the music should be the important thing. And since we're talking about music, the album that's coming out is called Bullfighter. The single, though, that we're about to hear is No Cage. Why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us, Casey?
All right, well, this is our first single off Bullfighter, and it's called No Cage.
I am not this man's best friend. He's surely not my master. Just a means to an end. My time to wreak disaster. I've been on this chain too long.
have Nerva with No Cage from their upcoming project Bullfighter here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with Casey Daniel from the group. We've been talking to him not only about his own love for music, but what it's been like for him to share the group's love of music with the world and to see the way that people are responding to it. Of course, the album Bullfighter is coming out soon. The single is available right now, No Cage, on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, wherever you get your music legally online. We want you to definitely make sure you support that. Casey, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as be able to get the album when it releases at the end of the month.
Yeah, we have our main website, which is nervermusic.com, and we've got an open forum on there with a direct email address, which is info@nervermusic.com, where you can just directly email the band and ask any questions, find out anything you want. We're on Facebook, which is just facebook.com/nerver. On Twitter at Nerva Music. So Nerva or Nerva Music, basically anywhere across social media or the web, gets to anywhere towards us.
All right. Well, congratulations again to you guys, Casey, and I appreciate you taking out the time. I know you guys have been busy, so I appreciate you doing this. Last question I have for you is one that I try to ask everybody who comes on the show, no matter what their profession, because I think you guys always have something to add that our listeners can take to heart. If you look at your own experience, in your case, of course, it would be music, but what would you say to our listeners about the importance of recognizing their passion and pursuing that passion?
That's the biggest advantage anybody has in the world is being themselves. Nobody else can be you. Trying to be like somebody else really isn't going to get you anywhere because there's already that. What the world needs is each individual to be themselves, and that's going to, blossom into something that nobody's seen before. And that's what seems to be the thing that catches everybody is, what haven't we seen yet? You feel like in this day and age with technology and instantaneous delivery of every spontaneous moment in that is the advantage anybody has is being themselves. So find what it is that you enjoy doing, pursue it wholeheartedly, and that will give you the best chance for success.
All right, man, that is great advice. The biggest advantage you have is to be yourself. And I think that is the great thing here. Again, Casey, thanks a lot for coming by. I appreciate you spending some time with us, as well as congratulations to all the guys. Make sure you pass that on for us. Again, the group is Nerva. The album that's coming out is Bullfighter. The single that's out right now is No Cage. Make sure you guys support that. And Casey, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I appreciate you having me on, and thanks to all your listeners, and hope you guys enjoy the music.
All right, definitely. I hope they will as well. If you guys did not catch the lyrics from that song, No Cage, one of the things that it says in there that I think is so important, and we kind of talked about this with Casey, it says, "Restraint has made me strong, and now it's time to feed. No cage can hold me. No rage has told me. I can't take this. I've got to break this." And I think that is the thing. You cannot have any limits, and I think that really ties into what Casey said there about the importance of being yourself, whatever that means for you to do that and watch success come from you. If you came in late, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast after we go off the air. I appreciate you all spending some time with us. Again, we thank Casey Daniel for being on with us as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.